calling him the Arizona.
Arizona, baby.
Arizona.
With the boys.
With the boys.
With the boys. Fridays are for the boys.
Hey, yo, so this is our first boys cast. Oh, shit. Shit, a clinkety clankety of the goddamn spankety. Baby, we got the... Not gonna say. Anyways, no free promotion. Good start, good start. We got our candle that is barely lit. Yeah. We got my llama here. I fucked up. Anyways, we got a torch lighter just for design. As you may notice, this is episode 5
of episode Good Early.
And Rabab has left the show.
No. Yeah, she's left. She abandoned us for a better show.
Yeah. She abandoned us with better looking people.
Oh.
So. Damn. Yeah, we're in the gutter here. Anyways, but no. No, Rabab's not with us today. Yeah, in all seriousness, she actually just... This is like a hectic week as we're heading into December and like winter breaks. Like exam time is now. It's like midterms, I mean. I guess they're coming now and shit is going on. But that's...
She's out there overall, grinding.
Nothing crazy, but this is literally episode 5.
The boys edition.
This is boys cast. This is the boys cast. Get the Pinoy. Get the full fucking Dene out here.
Dene, the llama, the frog.
We tried to decorate somewhat. First thing I wanted to bring up. You ready?
Yeah.
It's nothing crazy, actually. I don't know why I'm like, hey, yo, build up. No. Yeah. So... If you actually had to, like, go back in time, do you think you could even fucking show them anything with the knowledge you have today? I'm talking, like, 1860s.
I feel like I can.
Hey, you guys ever heard of democracy? like, I feel, I don't know. What would you, as a job, if you went back in time, what would the fuck would you do?
A job? Dude, I'd probably be doing the same thing, fundraising.
Fair enough, fundraising. You know, that's...
Probably if, I don't know, I'd probably be a mayor. Honestly. A mayor? They'd revere me probably.
A mayor?
Actually, no, maybe not. And maybe in West Canada or West America, I would be ostracized, bro.
Oh, shit.
Asian guy, like, trying to take over as a mayor.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God.
You'd have to go back as a 6 foot.
Like a white man.
6 foot white man.
Yeah, if I was to go back, I would be a white man for sure.
You'd have to be.
You'd have to be.
Just to like get anything done. Did you know like fucking women couldn't open bank accounts till like the 70s?
Really?
Yeah. Like you had to have a husband to open a bank account. Isn't that fucked?
Damn. Patriarchy.
That's fucking, patriarchy. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't a patriarchy, it'd be a matriarchy. If it wasn't a matriarchy, it'd be a patriarchy. The world sucks. People suck. Let's all die.
Yeah. All right, podcast end. See you guys.
But no, okay. If you went a mayor,
probably,
dude, that's high standing.
I think
I could see you.
Yeah, mayor. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see. I could see that. I could see like fucking little Carl going out. Hello, blessings. Hey guys,
blessings. I'm a white male. Blessings.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Vote for me. I'm a white male.
In your candidacy, that's all you gotta say. I'm a white male. Yeah. Next mayor up.
Ladies, make your husbands vote. Yeah.
Ladies, hide your husbands? What?
What would you be? What would you be?
A jester, bro. Like, a fucking clown. You know the guy that says, what? Like, hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye,
What's the guy that, like, the kid that, like, screams for papers?
Extra,
read all about it. That would be me. That would just be that guy. extra, motherfucker. You know?
Yeah.
No, I talk too much shit. I can't get into a higher position than that. That would suit me, though.
Yeah.
Hey, yo! Hey, yo! Trying to whoop some ass, but... Yeah.
Vote for that white male.
Yeah. 6 foot, 6 foot. He's right here. Look all about it. No.
But if we, what if you could go back as well, like, and maybe spend some time with someone or...
Grandpa.
Really?
You, your grandma. She was a fucking gangster, bro.
For sure.
Don't double cross her, though.
Yeah, no. No,
she'll. This fuck is me more over. Than an ass whooping. Yeah. She's sending you to like Slovakia, and it's like
she'll put me on a stake, bro.
Oh, like, fuck.
Oh, Carl.
And then make some steak after too. Like she'll fucking.
Carl, you snitch on me, huh? Oh, go back to the steak. I don't know, something like that.
Do you ever like get scared of your grandparents? I have stories. Sorry.
Interrupt. Never really had like a experience with my grandparents, sadly.
Oh, fuck. We've been through away. This. I'm sorry. Away. Condolences. Yeah.
Fuck you, Cameron. No, I'm joking.
No, in general.
No, I wish I had the grandparents for sure. Your grandparents sound slit, bro.
Yeah. We talked about it already. But yeah. If anything, like going back in time, I don't know. I think I'd just be like, even if going on the study of going back in time, if you went back in time with the brain you had currently, what would you like? I can't invent a computer. No. I can't invent the Wi-Fi.
No.
I could just be like, ah, there's Wi-Fi. There's Google. You can learn anything. Like, yeah. You have God in your hands. Like,
yeah.
All this shit. And then they're like, oh, he's just.
Gonna sound crazy.
He's a town drunk. Like, he's. He's the fucking lunatic. Like, oh, like there's Bluetooth, but it's connected and there's no wire. Yeah. It's wireless. Play speakers through this. Do this. Driving, like all this shit. And they're like, that guy's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Ostracized.
I mean, I think when you bring your phone, you can just like tell them like, hey, this is a phone. And then show them all the bad shit they can do on the phone. Hey, yo, send feet pics.
Great. Yo, Feet Finder. Hey, yo.
You'd be the founder of Feet Finder.
Exactly. Feet Finder. Fuck, man. Dude, okay, no, so obviously we can't fucking develop that shit, but if you had to bring one thing back, what would you bring?
Oh.
That's because if you bring your phone, you can't bring your charger.
Mm. I feel like I could bring...
A drink? Okay, sorry. But if you could bring, like, because if you bring your phone, you can't bring a charger. If you bring a computer, you don't have wall outlets.
Mm.
You bring back a Bed Bath & Beyond candle.
Man, I just die, bro. I fucking die.
Like, you just give up? Just lay down in the mud?
Hey, fuck this, bro. I don't have a phone.
Let the sun take me. Holy shit. Dude, oh fuck, I don't know what I would.
What would you bring?
The Alchemist, the book. Now that was such a hack answer. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be here like fucking high, like up here, upright.
Mr. Literate.
Yeah. Oh, you can read. Good for him, the fucker.
Oh, what I would bring is actually I would bring computer chips. I don't know.
Computer chip. Yes, one thing.
And then the smarter people, like smarter than me at that time, would just figure it out and be like, yo, what if you can make a phone with this? Oh, what? We can send feed pics? You know?
But they found the car before they found a phone.
Fuck it, bro. Let me just... So the timeline is through.
Carl's just going to die. He's going to give up. He's going to lay down in the ditch and just pass away.
A phone or die, basically.
Papa, Carl's outside in the ditch. That's where he belonged.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying you belong in the ditch. You get the joke. I'm fucked up.
We get it.
But like, computer chips? What else? Like, what's... I bring like a... Are there outlets in this time period that we go back to?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wall outlets?
I think so. They power all the shit. I think. No, maybe not, actually.
I don't know. A bidet. I'd bring a bidet to my community, bro. A bidet.
Yo, that's... fuck washing your whole body after you take a shit.
Why not just
bring a bidet, bro?
Yeah. A bidet and a leaf, bro? You're fucking set for life.
You're golden. You're golden, especially in a disease ridden world right now, or not right now, but back then. But yeah,
God, you could just catch disease.
I know.
You die from diarrhea.
Yeah.
Maybe that was die. Who was Rhea? We'll never know. I'm fucking bombing. But can you imagine if you're like your partner's? Oh, she got diarrhea and passed.
Who's Rhea? No, I'm joking. Damn.
Your poops hurt. Okay, we're getting gross. But like, you know, I don't know. Just going back in time, like, what would I bring? A bidet is fucking smart.
Smart.
I would like to do that. What else?
I feel like I would also bring a like a book of the world history.
Maybe oh, I'd shit. Like future.
Right?
Oh, Guinness World Records. Guinness World Records. Guinness World Record book. Look at this guy with his long toenails.
Oh, good heavens. That's weird.
Yeah. I think I saw a thing where like they were like the guy with like the longest beard.
Bro.
He how I don't know if it's real or fake, but how he died was he stepped on He died. So he stepped on his own beard and broke his neck.
No.
Like he something along those no. lines. Like he stepped on his own beard and tripped and
your
broke
greatest
his neck.
Achievement.
Right? Is the death of you. Talk about you. Legacy, bro. Exactly. Holy shit. Yeah. If you had to be a Guinness World Record holder of something, what would it be for?
Sitting in a room, silent, for the longest time.
You could do that?
I feel like I could do that, because I don't really mind just, you know, being myself and... Actually, no, fuck that, no. I'd fucking fail already.
Dude, you'd go crazy.
Yeah, I'd go crazy,
You'd come out and be like, there's multiple Carls, they're everywhere. Oh, they're in my head, like...
My schizophrenia just took over.
You'd take candles, you'd be like... Life is crazy. Computer chips from the future. It's
feet.
Feet finder.
I think if I would were to have like a world record, like what, it could just be hypothetical.
Anything, yeah. Anything, oh, really. Of course. Oh, yeah. That's the part I can't. Like world's highest dunk. Mm-hmm. I can't.
I want to have the highest IQ.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That was smart.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. That was good. That was a good fucking decision. I would say the world record holder for most owned land.
Damn.
Right? That has to be. Is that a record?
Yeah. Your contact lists are like Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. Like, yo, you got a
Cameron. Slide my name in there, you know?
Cameron.
Most owned land. I don't know. If you had, let's say you had Burnaby. Let's just say you owned Burnaby. And it was flat. No houses, no malls, no metro town. No, it's not a community. It's just land that you own. Mm. What would you do with it?
Oh,
I know you're fascinated with evil stuff. But what the fuck? I know you like segregating individuals. No, I'm just joking.
Comments are just going to get mad at me. And
no, I'm just joking.
Call
like,
for segregation.
Get your, shit. You know, get your Damn. Revenge.
That's a good question, actually. I think I would...
What would you build first?
I'd probably build a cell phone manufacturer.
Just to make you more
Full
rich.
Circle.
Full circle. Build computers.
Phones or die. No, no man, I think
what
I'd just...
What would you do with that land? I'd make apartments.
Right.
Immediately.
Right.
I would...
Because it's automatic, right? You gotta, you gotta be able to have like housing for a lot of people.
Yeah, what's that one guy named Ray Kroc? He like fucked... Bro. He fucked over...
He stole McDonald's, bro.
Yeah, and he did it through... The land. He did it through real estate.
Yeah.
He did it by like taking over the real estate and whatever McDonald's was on the real estate.
Yeah.
He kind of finessed. I don't know the fucking ins and outs of it.
I don't know. Yeah.
But
me
like
too.
He finessed the McDonald's brothers.
Yeah.
And took it.
Yeah.
So maybe I would do that. Like Wendy's. like Wendy's, Arby's, Cineplex.
Come on, sit on my land.
Like, oh, Burnaby's the hub of everything.
Oh,
like,
for real?
All Thank the pizza, Karen. Like all restaurants, all fast food joints. I put them like I'd be like, come here.
Yeah.
Then I just own all of it.
Bro, you talk about me being evil. You're evil. Bro.
Yeah.
Taking over like corporations.
What? I'm gonna take over from what? Some other evil asshole? I might as well be the evil asshole. Then I can look out for you and build whatever you're.
I appreciate that, bro. Yeah, we'll both be evil.
We'll build
assholes.
More. We'll build more ditches for you to like lay in and shit. You know? I know. I'm just joking, but like, I don't know. Like, let's just.
I think. Oh, shit.
That's how the world goes around, bro. From one evil asshole to the next.
I feel like my practical side of my brain tells me, like, oh, let's just build like a lot of schools. And also like
okay.
as well.
This guy.
Like very boring stuff.
He's going back on that evil thing. This fucking guy.
And then no, mess with sense, the so. Education system.
Libraries. Okay. To just funnel them in. Funnel them into your warehouse to make the iPhones. Full circle.
Full circle.
No. Libraries, like, schools,
yeah,
neighborhoods.
I feel like I actually can be a mayor just by saying.
Yeah, holy shit. I'm an asshole. I'm either
guys,
like.
I'm going for candidacy 2024.
I'm either like jester or guy that just yells or evil tycoon that yeah. owns all the fucking fast food joints. I'm one or the other. That adds up. That adds up. Yeah, I can see you as a good mayor.
Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate
Did you have
that.
A teddy bear growing up?
No, I actually didn't.
Dude, I had one called Sharky.
You did?
It's my boy Sharky. It was a little Sharky.
Yeah,
like stuffed animal, and like I had it. I got it when I was like 6. The shift is funny. I got it when I was like, I don't know. I was pretty young. There was a carnival in Yellowknife.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the first time I've ever seen one, really. And my mom took me, and I got to just like go around, play games. And there's a photo of me. I'm in this orange, wife beater. I have a fucking bandana on,
mm-hmm.
but that's like I covered it on my head. And like I tried to wrap it like a do-rag,
right?
When I was like 6 or 7,
gangster.
And then I put this fucking flat top just on my head, trying to be 50 Cent. Anyways, damn. I had a big fat chain. It was crazy. I was 6 years old trying to ball out, like, ayo. But I was the height of everybody's kneecaps. So like, it's just like this little mini me, just this like
the story of my life right now.
Yeah, yeah. I was like
Short Kings.
You know, I was a native version of 50 Cent.
For real?
Yeah, 25 Cent. Like, I was like...
Is that why you had that chain in that video?
As a kid? Yeah.
When you were singing, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So there's a video of there of me singing, like, karaoke or rapping or whatever. I had this fat chain on this.
Yeah.
And I had the football jersey with long sleeve under it. And I was like, shit, I'm balling out. What's up? Call me Eminem, bitch. Call me Skittles. No, Skittles? I don't know. But like that, what was the point? Oh yeah, Sharky.
Yeah, Sharky.
So I was at the carnival in Yellowknife, and I won this game. I won the game, and I got Sharky, and I had him till I moved out of my house, till 18.
What?
And he's seen some better days, man. That boy's that tail was ripped off. Like we stitched him up on the back end, holes all over.
That's
he's
cute
fucking
as
lit.
Fuck, bro.
Sharky, bro. He's a homie. I miss Sharky. Anyways, no stuffed animal.
Guys, gift Cameron shark teddies. I feel
shark
like he'd
titties?
Like it. Shark titties.
No shark
teddies.
Guys, I've grown up. Send me shark titties.
No, I feel like for me it was just more action figures. Yeah, I was that guy. Like it was just Transformer or either that or just like computers. That's probably why I like cell phones a lot. Like,
yeah, holy fuck.
That's what I grew up in, like computers.
That's so awesome, though. Yeah. That, I mean, fuck, that's a good industry to like love. That's a beautiful industry to love. The only action figures I had were of Naruto. I had a Sasuke action figure. I had a Itachi action figure. And
top
a Kakashi
tier.
And Gara. Yeah, and
you
I was like,
them all, bro.
Yeah, but I would like play fight with them, but like. It would fuck them up. It would break. I'd kind of rough them up, break them a little bit. And like,
yeah,
I felt bad. I bent, like Sasuke had a sword in his hand. And I bent it. I started flossing with it.
Karen be wild.
I don't know. Don't leave me in a.
Don't leave me in the toy room.
In the toy room. No, I'm glad I'm not in many toy rooms as an adult anymore. Because like, what the fuck? Anyways, sorry.
For me, it was just more so, what, like Transformers. I don't know why
you
I'm
almost
that.
Sang.
Like, Transformers
you almost sang
more than meets the eye. I like Transformers. I was a big fan of that, and also I think at one point even because when I went back to Philippines, it was just all my sisters, right, and also my girl cousins, and because of all the stuff, not even the stuffed toys, but the Barbies and everything like that, I grew accustomed to them.
Yeah,
yeah. I think you also shared this.
I grew up with Barbies
too. Yeah,
playing house and shit.
Like,
oh,
too.
I'm the husband. I'm no, no, no. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Just it's
kids.
Fun,
kids being kids, you know.
Kids meet kids. Who? Yeah. Favorite superhero?
Famous superhero.
Say it on three. One, two, three. Spider-Man. Superman. Fuck you. I said Spider-Man, dude. Okay. That was a weird. But like, damn. Superman?
Yeah.
Just because he's like.
Yeah.
Hope.
Yeah.
Right? That's valid. I just love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He always quick.
Spider-Man is very valid.
He had
too,
whips
honestly.
Here and there. He would like joke with like.
Yeah. Yo, you play that? Or have you seen like games of that Spider-Man too?
Oh, the recent one that came out?
That was...
So, guys, big explanation. I own an Xbox.
Oh.
I'm not a fucking virgin. No, no. I'm just joking.
F in the chat for, Cameron.
No, I have... I know, man. I own an Xbox. I never got to ever play any of the new Spider-Man games. Because when I was a kid, I played the old Spider-Man games.
Yeah.
Because it modeled it after the movies. Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3.
Mm.
And I remember, like, when you got to play as the Venom suit, it was the coolest fucking thing. And it was, like, the most digital thing. Like, it's PlayStation 2,
PlayStation
man.
PlayStation 2, yes.
And, you know, I got an Xbox and never looked back. And I'm trying not to look back anymore because I can't fucking play Spider-Man, bro. Anyways, yeah, Spider-Man's, like, easily my fucking favorite superhero, without a doubt. Why for Superman?
Sure. Superman.
Like, what is it? Like, what is it?
I feel like before... I saw him as just a figure of, oh, this guy's super fucking invincible. Like, he can do anything.
Hmm.
And I really looked up to it. And also just the stories behind it. Like, he's an alien. He's a good-natured guy or alien, you know? And also because, you know, he would just, like, do these amazing goodwill stuff just for, you know, for the good of it. And I feel like I was like, damn, this guy's
You're very wholesome, man.
Yeah. Very stand-up guy, so I'm just like, Superman, you're it. Actually, in my top five for sure, but yeah. But I feel like when you said famous superhero, I was like, Superman, of course, right? Because everybody knows Superman.
No, your favorite.
Oh, favorite. Okay, that's a different story.
I'll pet the alpaca. But hey, dude, how was your week? You wanted to talk.
How's my week?
About your days. One of these days, something happened, and
just earlier today, honestly, it was such a fright because I was just working, you know, and my sis calls, and my sister doesn't usually call like in you know that time of day.
Oh God!
And I was like, okay, something's up, and then you know she was like, Carl, there's an emergency. You know, someone might have you know broken into the house.
What the fuck?
Just today.
Today?
Yeah. This is the thing that I was telling you about, yeah.
Dude!
Yeah, and...
Holy shit.
I was like, oh, okay. So, oh, what happened? And then...
She's very calm about this.
Yeah. Hey? No, no, she was just like... I can hear her sort of like panic.
Okay.
With her voice
and everything. She's like, Carl, Dad,
oh my God.
If you have time, like, pick up some eggs. But hey, by the way... someone broke into the house today.
BT dubs. She was just telling us that, or she was telling me that the tenant was apparently knocking at the door because it was locked when he got in or got back to the house.
Yeah.
After going to the gym or whatever. Mm. And what happened was he overheard like a music playing from the other side of the door. So it might have been just his roommate or whatever.
Okay.
So he called the roommate, and then the roommate, you know, guess what? Is in, you know, in the airport, right? So the airport working. So him and also my sister was just there, and my sister just started to this. Oh my God! Somebody might be in that room that we don't know.
Okay. Why? let me just say this: if you were the person that broke in, why would you play me?
Exactly, right?
Hey yo, Drake, like, just dropped the Scary Hours 3, bro. You gotta check it out. Mid just grabbing shit. That's so funny.
Yo, he needed you know, background music to just like move some.
That's how I feel about car accidents. Yeah. Like, if you get in a car accident, like the fucking music's still blasting in the background. So you're like,
how much money you got? A lot.
You got a lot. A lot. And meanwhile, you're fucking upside down, all fucked up. That's so crazy. You know, anyway, sorry. Yeah.
And then amidst that, when he knocked, the music stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, it was a bit eerie, and he started like banging loud into the, you know, banging loud into the door, like, "Hey, come out, come out!"
And the guy starts singing, "I ain't got money,
That's just 21 Savage.
I know you'll be good. Why you banging so loud? Sorry.
And you know, at this point, this is where my sister called me at that point, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, so just gonna wait a few minutes, pitch a couple people, you know, fundraising. And I was like, okay, maybe I should check up on the tenant. And then the tenant was just like, "Hey, Carl, you know, not everything's not good. You know, someone might be here, you know."
Is this how they talk to you when they're in a crisis?
No. I'm just talking this
way. Yeah, okay. I'm just like re-explain it.
Yeah. Just trying to skip some
minor reality,
details.
It's like, Carl! Reality,
oh, my God.
Fuck!
Yes. And, you know, I was literally close by, so that's good. And I went home. Just had to ask the bosses and the colleagues to, like, you know, because there was an emergency. And I went there, and immediately everybody was just shocked of me coming into mm-hmm. the door. Like, is everything okay? Like, oh my God, I thought you were someone else, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Because there's someone here. And
oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude.
And I was like, really? And then we checked the whole house. Nobody was there but us three, the tenant, me, and my sister.
This is the ghost you asked to visit you from last episode.
Don't say that, bro.
Bro, it makes sense.
Don't say that.
I'm coming to visit you, Carl, a lot.
Guys, I'm changing my address.
Come on. Okay.
Knock on wood.
Holy shit. Okay, anyway.
And then what happened next was... I was just also frightened with them. Like, you know, the vibe was just
fucking
very
terrifying,
very panicky, right? So I went to the door that they said was locked, and then I tried to kind of like jam it open, and nothing happening. And I was like, okay, we should pick lock this shit.
Dang,
and then
okay.
I actually searched up how to pick lock on YouTube real
quick.
This
happened today?
Yes, this happened today.
We had completely different days, dude. I was eating like fucking steamed buns and like drinking Pellegrino water.
I haven't seen them like this panicked, even my sister as well, because my sister's usually chill, like this panic like for a while, and she had a pan in her other hand.
Holy shit.
It was that serious for them. So I was like, okay, I'm going to bring something as well too. Like, here's another pan. And then while I was like, you know, picking the lock, they were like, oh, let's call the police. You know, we can't really, you know, do anything. You know, what if they have a gun or something? I was like, oh my God, they're probably right.
It went to this.
Yeah. So it went to this.
You don't, none of you guys just, got pissed?
No.
You're just more scared.
It was just more
dude,
scared.
Dude, that would
and
piss
also pissed
me
a
off.
Bit.
Like, no, I would have, like.
Yeah, you would just like.
Sprang, like, get right. in the fucking door.
Yeah.
Because that I'm like, dude, I'm trying to eat. Like, you're trying to, like, you're in here playing music.
Dude.
You're in here playing music, robbing us. Like,
okay, 21 Savage,
yeah,
chill.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm joking.
Like, just fucking take, here's a blanket. I don't know, like, take, like, whatever the fuck you need to take. It is scary. Yeah, I can't imagine having someone in your house.
No, it's fucking scary. And
no anger came across you?
No, it was a mixed bag of it. Like, I was just, I don't know what to think about it. I was trying to like put it together mm-hmm. and, you know, solve the thing. And it didn't help that the lady on the, you know, 911 phone call, or
she was freaking out too. Oh my God, get out!
No, it was the opposite. It was just like, oh, what about, you know, is I don't know, is someone breathing at the other side of the door? Like, bitch, what the fuck? What are you saying?
What
are
you at the door doing
why
ASMR?
Do like, was the window by the, you know, was the window by the room open, like cracked open? Like,
oh, fuck.
Bitch, I'm not gonna check, bro. Like, calm down. We say,
yeah,
that
give me a minute.
Something
go
here.
Into the room, walk past the thief, literally, check the window, and then exit the room and close the door and be like, yeah, it was open.
It was just a lot of these like nonsensical questions.
Yeah.
And
have you peed finally today? Like, did you eat food? Was it beef or pork? Like,
and basically also like the cops came after like 45
oh
minutes
my
of just
God.
Talking to this person. And thank God, like, you know, this amazing, you know, officer came in, you know, she was kind, and she was like, okay, what seems to be a problem? And then she went out the door, And then
she's like, did 21?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Maybe a lot. Sorry, anyways.
And she was just like, okay, if you guys say everything that is, you know, true, and I guess, you know, you guys have tried everything, the last thing that we could do is break down the door, but I don't want to be liable.
She said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't that's, be liable that's smart RCMP on her part. That's smart on her part.
Because though, when we do damages, blah, 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 you know, you might get mad at RCMP and then I'd get in trouble. So
then you just hear the guy on the other side like, oh, fuck. They figured it out. I'm like, the thief hasn't left. He's just chilling in there. It's like, let these fuckers figured it out.
No, I did check, though, because, like, I went around as well in that.
You went outside, yeah.
Outside, because the window was, you know, by the room. And obviously, it wouldn't make sense because there was a screen on the window.
Yeah.
And it was still intact.
There's ghosts right in your house, bro.
I fucking... Don't fucking say that, bro.
Okay, I won't put that on you.
But like... Knock on wood with alpaca.
Dude, ghosts are freaky.
Ghosts are freaky. And then... So, yeah, they basically suggested us to break down the door, but then I was like, damages, blah, 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 blah. Then my sister was just like, okay, fuck it, let's do it. Yes, do it. She's in. And I'm like, you know, the front door, sometimes we leave it, you know, open because some people forget to lock it, you know, blah, 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 blah. I was like, I mean, sort of makes
the
sense, but
thief
like
just walked in, yeah, went into the room, and was like,
played 21 Savage.
Nah. Dude, this is the most ballsy, the ballsiest thief I've ever seen, bro.
Just a fucking dare, bro. Like,
yeah, like he was chilling, having the time of his life, apparently, in your house. Oh my god. He's hanging out. I bet you he like made food too, like in the kitchen. Yeah. Just cutting green onions,
while we were in there, yeah.
Making ground beef and shit. Like, what the fuck?
This is my house now. How much money?
How much money you got?
We love 21 Savage, as you can see.
Yeah, yeah. Funny.
But so what happened next was just like, okay, why not just, you know, MacGyver this shit out of this, and then we'll, you know, go in. So she did that plastic card thing and slid it in like
she
the
did that?
Slit. Yeah.
I used to do that a lot as a kid.
And to open it. Yeah, really?
Sorry, yeah, I don't mean, but yeah, and no, I just, because I thought, I saw it in movies, so I thought it would work. I did a lot of movie stuff.
For real?
Just trying to like try movie things because I thought they would, it was real. I was like, oh, they're just giving the secrets to life. Anyways, you were saying.
But yeah, what they basically just like, the whole vibe changed when they got in finally, and police start policing. They're like, hey, police. They brought out literally the gun, and I was just like there, like, fuck. Like, is this serious, actually?
Oh, my God.
And because who knows, right? It might have been just like an actual random, you know, person that
might
have gone
in. Just taking a nap.
Just taking a nap. You know? Yo, guys, later. No,
he's like, hey, yo. There's the alarm. That's the alarm clock I was waiting for. Gets up, crawls out the window.
No, but they literally checked the whole room and it was empty.
Yeah. You know who was in there? Casper the fucking ghost, bro. Fucking ghost. Dude, you got some ghosts, man.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, that was such a sigh of relief. But at the same time, shit, like, this is weird, actually. The door locked itself.
So who heard the first? Who was the first person to be like?
The tenant.
The tenant was like, was like, 21 Savage is inside, right?
21 like, Savage is inside. Yeah. Like, some random person is inside. And then, you know, the music stopped when he knocked. Mm-hmm. And later then that he continued the knocking. And then my sister heard it. Mm-hmm. And my sister started to panic when he told her the story. And then
this whole thing.
That whole thing kind of unraveled. And I was just there like, okay, false alarm.
False alarm, bro.
Shit.
Okay.
Because I live in a pretty safe neighborhood, I think. You know, it's all right.
Yeah,
it's chill.
I see that.
Going back to your thing, though, like, yeah. Like you did movie stuff when you were a kid?
Dude, I told you, like, even in the last episode, I talked about, like, hosting a fucking party in my house just because I thought, I was like, that's how you do it. That's how you make friends. That's how you deal with, that's how you make busyness with the females. Like, I thought that was the thing to do. So I would, like, try the card thing to, like, get into places. Some places it would work because the thing is, it's, what is it called? I don't know. It slides in and out. It's a slider. Like, it goes like this.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But, like, most bolt locks are just like.
Yeah, like that.
So, this one was like a slide. So, you could push it. So,
you could push it in.
And then you would.
Hopefully, that makes sense.
So, if you have that type of house.
Yeah.
Me and Casper in 21 are going to pull up and be like, hey, yo. Where the food at? But one thing I want. That was a good story.
Yeah.
Another story I want to talk about. Uh-huh. So when I was in middle school, me and my buddy, it was just like a regular day. Like, I just went over to, like, one thing you do as a teenagers, or just like we were 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. We just like went to the buddy's house and like would watch YouTube videos. We just put two chairs and sit in front of the computer and just watch YouTube videos that we thought were funny, or just like show each other videos, mm-hmm, or music. And we'd like sit there, just sit for hours and just watch YouTube videos and vibe with the homie. And so, like, we're like, oh, this is such a cool night, because his parents were out at a golf thing or some other buddy's house. and so we're like, they gave us money for pizza, but we're like, come on, we're not gonna use that for pizza. We're not using that for pizza. I didn't pocket it. Wasn't my money. It was like, he pocketed his parents' money that they gave him. Anyways,
okay. Yeah. I caught up now. Yeah.
Ghosts. Anyways.
But, fuck you.
But like, so we ordered this pizza from the Domino. It's a small town, by the way. Mm. We ordered the pizza from the Domino's and we're like, hey, da da da. And they came, brought us a large, what, made pepperoni, whatever the fuck. If you're Hawaiian. No, wait, 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 wait. If you like Hawaiian pizza.
Oh.
Not if you are Hawaiian. If you are Hawaiian.
Valid.
We love you.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Valid.
If you like Hawaiian pizza. I heard a thing that Hawaiian pizza was like made in Canada.
Was it?
Was that a thing? Well, you add pineapple. I love the ham idea. Adding like little strips of ham on it and cheese and stuff is great. Pineapple, I'm not a big sweet guy on salt.
Ooh.
Even though sweet and salty goes together so perfectly. Ooh. Anyways, we ordered a pizza.
Yes, you ordered a pizza.
We ordered a pizza. Okay,
yep.
And the guy came to the door and like, okay, they said you're going to pay with cash. Pay cash. And we were like, oh, no. Like, and I had a debit card at this time. I was really young. I got my debit card really early.
Uh-huh.
Thankfully, actually, my mom, ayo, shout out. Like, thank you for, like, setting up my bank account and stuff when I was, a young teenager. And I couldn't even do anything with it. I didn't have fucking money anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, every now and then they would, like, oh, we're going to give you $10. And it would go into the bank account. So cool. Such a cool feeling to have money in your bank. You're like, hey, yo, like, as a kid, this is the start.
That was it. That was it.
Anyways, I was like, oh, no, we're going to pay with debit.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, $5 in there. I was like, oh, no, we're going to pay debit. And he was like, oh, I didn't bring the machine.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't know what to do here. And the guy, and we're fucking 12-year-old kids, like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Like, oh, well, I don't know. Good job.
He's a cunt.
Jinkies. Like, and he was like, oh, I didn't bring the machine, but, like, we have your address on log just for the order. So, we're, like.
Charge you there.
No, not charge us, but, like. You can come by and like pay it another time, or just pay whenever. And I was like, because we're just a kid, like we're kids, like we are kids, like in his eyes we are kids, like we got the debit card to pay, like we were told, and so he was doing us a favor, like, oh, just pay another time, and we're like, bet, thank you. So we got a free pizza, and it's like $30, or maybe at this time like maybe $25 pizza, large pizza, and I was like, dude, the world is great. This is great. Just tell people you're going to pay one way, and then at the when it comes to come, just choose a different option. Funny, but like, so in this town, someone took a Molotov cocktail and burned down the Domino's.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's escalated
quickly. So it wasn't us. Hey, wait. It wasn't us.
Like, Doc's Cameron Modeste. No, I'm joking.
Chill. Chill. No, so it wasn't like any, like, we had nothing to do with it. But I remember just seeing, like, we were in school, actually, just kids just talk about shit. Mm. Kids just talk about what their parents talk about. Yeah. You just bring it to school and just reiterate it. Mm. But like you're just talking about like, oh, the Domino's burnt down. The Domino, and it's a small town. Like you drive up Main Street, the fucking Domino's is gone. And,
rest in peace.
And it just burned down. Someone threw a fucking Molotov cocktail, and they never found the person either. I don't think they did. Maybe they did. I don't fucking know. But at the time, they never found the person.
Damn.
And so the Domino's burned down, and me and my buddy just stood over like.
Free get pizza. Free, baby.
We didn't have to pay it back. $25 to us, you know?
Someone out there looking for it. Looking up for us.
me and the friend, we like treated it like a bill. Like we took it seriously. Like, of course. Shit, like at some point, like I'll gather $12.
Yeah.
He'll gather $12 and then we'll go pay it.
Dude, as a kid, like you just have everything you think of. Like even also or just when like adults, small bills.
Yeah. Adults tell you, oh, you'll do this.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't fucking know. And so, like, we just, like, got away with this free pizza. And we're like, someone burned it down. And we're like, hey, I'll bet things have. It's about who you talk to. 21.
Thank you, 21.
But,
Casper, bro. Casper did it.
Casper the goddamn ghost.
Shit.
Bet. Hey, pause. Mm-hmm. I gotta pee. Pee break.
Pee break.
Pee break.
Pee break. Yes, guys.
Okay, we're back. We're back from the pee break.
We're back and still alive.
I had to go.
No Molotov cocktails here.
No Molotov cocktails. Hey, so same thing.
Oh.
Domino's burnt down. Molotov cocktail.
Right.
Arson. It seemed like arson.
Of course.
Motherfucker has 100%. To throw something. In the same town. This is actually a really sad story.
Oh.
It is sad because single moms already have it hard enough. Life day to day, they have to do fucking everything, not only just for themselves, but
shout out.
Yeah, and for their child. Mm-hmm. In the same exact town, there was a bombing. Small town, man. Small town. And someone sent, so this single mom with her daughter, and her daughter has like special needs, and she's probably like 3 or 4. I don't know. I can't remember. It was in the newspaper. Like, I read this in the newspaper. I read this online. It was a big thing in the small town. She got pretty much just mail. Just got, like, in the box. She got mail. Like, just got mailed a box that was, like, oh, like, addressed to her name and everything. And it was a pipe bomb. It was a fucking pipe bomb. And obviously she passed, and it was a huge issue, and like her daughter is like in the system now and like is an orphan just in a matter of seconds. Super sad and super fucked up. And like, this is in the same small town. Small towns be out here, man. Who you send someone in the mail a fucking bomb, bro, to end their life just like that.
Is that where the time where the Unabomber was at, you know.
What year was that?
I actually don't know.
I know the name Unabomber. I know Unabomber, the Unabomber, right? Name,
like,
or whatever.
Package like bombs for people.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But like, maybe it's a copycat. Maybe some fucking dumbass was like, this will be funny. But it fucking took her life. And it sucks.
No.
And a result of this, actually, me and... So around this time, I was like really big into airsoft guns. Like we just played airsoft. I also almost lost my eye to airsoft.
Shit.
Anyways, I'll get to that. Me and my friends, every time we like hung out to like walk to each place, we would like carry our airsoft guns in our backpack and like knives or like whatever weapons we had.
Knives.
Dude, anything. Like fucking anything, because like a fucking bombing occurred. A pipe bomb of all things occurred in this small ass town.
Yeah.
A Molotov cocktail was thrown at a business.
Yeah.
We're turning to fucking Arkham City out here, bro. Like, where was Batman when we needed him, bro? Like,
there's Cameron Man.
Yeah. Like, we needed fucking Superman. We needed fucking Spider-Man. Like, we needed this shit. We needed Casper the Ghost. We needed 21 Savage. We needed 21 Savage to come through and be like, hey, yo, Boston Pizza, roll up. Like, that's why the Domino, like, all this shit. Like, and it was such a crazy, hectic time. And this was this around the same time as when I got that nosebleed on my hoodie. I looked fucked up.
Right.
I was just walking through neighborhoods looking like that, just bloodied up. which is hilarious. But I almost lost my eye with the airsoft gun.
Airsoft gun, too.
So, my buddy.
just reliving friends. All these memories. Just
reliving all these small town memories. Mm. So, top it off. There's a popular game called Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Familiar?
Of course. COD.
Bang. Back in, I don't know what year, but it was like 2010s. Modern Warfare 3 came out. And in the game featured a thing called Juggernaut.
Mm.
And Juggernaut is this heavily, like, armored up face shield, helmet, guarded up knee pads, everything. This heavily armed up guy with a gun that mm-hmm. can just come around and, like, you Kill can it. Take a lot of hits and just, like, keep shooting, right?
Okay.
And around this time, we were also really big into airsoft guns.
Ooh.
And I was like, bet, like, this is a fun-ass game. Let's recreate this. And we always had airsoft wars during the weekends, too. I'd go to, like, the friends. And the friend I'm talking about, like, had, like, a nice piece of, like, an acreage almost, like, a little, some land. So, like, it was trees everywhere, bushes. Like, there was a map.
It's a map, bro.
It's a map to play airsoft.
Yeah.
And the parents were cool about it. But they were just, like, they had rules, like, obviously, like, don't go in the garage. Don't shoot, like, in the garage. Yeah. Don't, like, go into the house. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep it in the bush around the trees and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it's, like, pretty battery-powered airsoft guns. Nothing crazy.
Mm.
But my friend, he got a gas-powered revolver. And it's a Magnum. It's a Magnum. A gas-powered.
What are these airsoft guns, bro?
Dude, Molotov cocktails to pizza places, bombings, and now guns.
Guns.
Gas-powered guns.
Gas-powered guns.
Airsoft. I need to clarify. Airsoft guns.
Airsoft.
So they just shoot little BBs,
yeah,
like tiny little BB pellets.
BB pellets, yeah.
And he had this gas-powered Magnum,
yeah,
new, cost a lot of money too, and it looked beautiful. Real. It looked like a real, Magnum. It had weight to it too, like it looked cool, but it shot BBs, and
you sure, bro?
Yeah, there's a scar that's just across my head. It's just right,
like,
now.
Really a real bullet that's just embedded into you.
Fuck. That's why I talk like this. But gas powered Magnum, and we played the game called Juggernaut, where one guy would dress up with goalie pads.
Yeah.
We had the goalie vest. We had the shoulder pads. Like, we had a whole, like, we set ourselves up to be safe.
Shit.
Because the Juggernaut is the one that's going to be taking, like, the most. Bow, 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 like, bow, all bow, the bow, pellets, bow. All the bullets. And they hurt, right?
Right.
And you get goggles and you get a helmet. Like, you're pretty safe. Mm-hmm. You're pretty safe under all this stuff. We did, like, measure everything. You had a cup. Like, you were protected pretty overall, right?
Good.
And so, like, one friend did it. It was fun. We all shot at him. And then another friend did it. And then when I did it, they were all hiding and trying to, like, I was, like, that's the kind of the game, right? You have to go around and look and shoot. And I don't know. And I was like, I kept walking around, and the goggles got foggy.
Oh.
Like, I couldn't see, really. So I, like, lifted it up just for a little bit, and I was walking around the corner of the house. My buddy just pulls this gas-powered Magnum right in my face and thought I was... Because, dude, I'm supposed to have the goggles on.
Damn.
Like, I had a face mask. I had goggles. Like, I was protected, but
that's
why he felt okay to do that.
Right.
But I'm a dumbass. I was like, I can't see. Ha-ha. Like, I'm not going to see for the rest of my life now, apparently. And he shoots it.
Right,
and it hits. Oh. I have a scar right here just above my eyelid. It's actually in my eyelid. In milliseconds, I was able to close my eye, and there's a scar right on my eyelid.
Bro. Where
you can see the pellet that hit. And I was like, wow. In like 3 or 4 milliseconds, I would not have this eye right now.
Guys, Cameron is Spider-Man.
My eye was Uncle Ben. My eye was Uncle Ben, and I almost had to say goodbye, bro, in a different timeline.
Shit, bro. Canon event.
And like it happened, and like I was like, what the fuck? Oh, like, and it, because not only did I not lose my eye, thank God.
Good.
But it hurt, though. Like, it hurt. Like, it was just, I was like, oh, what the fuck? But I opened my eye, and I could see, thank God. But, like, I remember when it hit it, I had, like, blurry vision in my right eye. Because I think it's just, like... It's, imagine if you closed your eyelid and someone just flicked it really hard.
Yeah.
So I, like, open it up. It's just super watery.
Right.
Red. And, like, I couldn't... Like, it was blurry vision. I couldn't see.
Blood and shit.
No blood.
No. What?
No blood. It's just a scar. Because it's just, like, closed eye... Your eyelid's there to protect your eye.
Good.
You know? And so, like...
Good.
It just hit it. Like, it's imagine just close your eye right now and like imagine if just someone like just flicked it really hard and like gas powered hard. Like, like it was like that. And I was just like, oh fuck, like, oh fuck. And they everyone was worried. Everyone came out of hiding, like, oh, what the fuck? Like, and you know, like we just went inside and I was like, oh shit. Like, yeah. And then that was it. Like, everyone was just like they like the guys just said, sorry, like, hey, I like you're supposed to have your goggles on. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck, Cameron? You're supposed to. And I was like, yeah, this is like, it was on me. Like, it was my fault. Also, I have a chocolate milk stain chocolate on my shirt. If you caught that before, I'm sending 21 after you.
And Casper.
And Casper. But yeah.
Damn, your town is wild, bro.
Just that town. That town was active.
That's crazy.
People were active out there.
Fuck.
Yeah, that place was...
My story is nowhere near to how atrocious, you know, what happened to that, you know, lovely lady.
Fuck, but, sad, man. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. Rest in peace. But I had a sort of similar event that happened in Metrotown. And...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a... We were working... You know, in the mall, and my colleagues and I are just, you know, chilling, and then we saw this cop like weirdly wearing like this AK rifle, and I was just looking at this dude, and I was like, why is he wearing this into the mall right now? I mean, I get it, he's a police, but you know, no need for this extravagance.
Yeah, yeah, we don't see that here
exactly.
In Canada.
We don't see that here.
We don't see full automatic weapons.
Yeah. Like, it's just usually like pistol on the side, but it's just, you know.
Pistols cheap. On the side.
Yeah.
Common.
That's common, right?
Rifles?
But a full ass rifle.
Not common. We don't see that in public.
That's a sign of danger.
Even when police have it, it's like, oh, like it's a warning. No, it's like, oh warning. Shit, something.
Like something's out here right now.
Going on
right, like, right now. I gotta like remove myself from this place.
Yeah. Man.
But we were working, so we can't. Yeah. Like, hey, guys, you know, I value money over my life, I guess. But so things started to get weird when the cop ran to the nearest escalator up. And
was he looking around? Like,
he was looking around. He was just surveying the area. And by this time, I was just like, what the fuck is going on? What the hell is going on?
I was a part of this day, too.
Wait, were you there?
I was on the SkyTrain. And
there was a pipe bombing, right? Well, fake pipe bombing now, right? But yeah, so the cop like ran into the escalator. And then as soon as he ran up, people started coming down from that escalator that he ran up to. And my colleague as well that, you know, got off of the, you know, from her break, running down at that same escalator down and running towards me. And it's just like, Carl, there's a shooter. There's a shooter in the mall. I was like, oh, fuck. And then we bolted to the next, to the nearest exit. And super lucky that we're close to the exit.
Bro.
And we were just outside almost immediately. And the whole mall almost like immediately also just started to be in the lockdown because, you know, of this potential shooter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... later on, you know, 30 minutes passed, an hour passed, and our, you know, bosses are calling us, supervisors, like, hey, what's going on? Are you guys okay? Go checking in. Like, yeah, no, we're okay. And then meanwhile, I'm just making Instagram stories of it.
Dude, the thing is, I was...
Instagram stories of it.
I was heading home, and, like, you were posting all these stories. And I was like, what's going on? And it was just, like, videos of police, people outside the mall, like, this whole thing. And I was like, oh, shit. And Metrotown was in the middle of my journey home.
Yeah.
And the SkyTrain completely skipped the stop.
Yeah.
When you looked out the windows of the SkyTrain,
there's a pool full of people,
police
hella people
everywhere, cutting off the roads.
Yeah.
And then police coming up the SkyTrain stairs and walking through the platform.
Scary as shit. Yeah.
People trying to get the fuck out. And like, there's rumors that like the person that did it was going through the SkyTrain station.
Yeah.
So like, they police were everywhere looking around the SkyTrain station. And
yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
That was the most adrenaline rush I've ever had in that day. Or in my life, actually. But when everything kind of dragged out a bit more, I was just still there, you know, still making stories, you know, making sure marketing to my friends.
Hey, yo!
Hey, yo, donate!
No Casper job. The Ghost got nothing on me!
Yo, 21, where you at? But it was so fun. I didn't even mean to, but there was this one filter in Instagram that looked like a sniper scope.
Bro!
I filled an Instagram like story on it. And I just, I forgot the caption, but it was something stupid.
Dude, that's
like,
wild.
Don't go to Metro Town right now.
Oh my god. This
sniper scope looking ass. Look, it's Instagram story.
So but anyways, What happened?
But anyways, yes. Like, many cop cars pulled and shit was starting to get serious. More and more people coming out. And it was already a couple hours at this point. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, well, we can't. And then our boss at that time just valued the assets over us. Like, hey, is the iPad okay? Is the booth okay? Like, did you guys close it? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
I remember the, like, rightfully so, your coworkers like having,
like, what the fuck
having are you a fit about it right but now? Like, rightfully so, though.
Yeah, because we potentially could have died, you know, like at that point. And what you're worrying about is some menial shit. And
putting an iPad there, over like, you.
We were just out there like, okay, fuck this guy. You know, we're just going to wait this out and then, you know, bring our stuff from the booth like after everything is settled.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we got a couple hours passed again. And then the SWAT came in, the bomb squad and everything like that. It was nuts. I was like, fuck. I'm just. And meanwhile, I'm still documenting it. Instagram story.
Just doing you selfies. Know. Hey, yo, world star.
Yo, world star, world star. Don't go to Metro Town right now. 21 Savage. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that went on for another couple hours. And then some more people coming out, like crying. Like,
I don't like this, dude.
I know. It's a pretty depressing story. Sorry, guys.
No, it's not like it's not depressing. I just personally just like I'm like I don't like
I know.
No one like no one got fucked up though, right?
No one got fucked up, luckily.
Yeah.
Like fortunately. And
did they figure out what it was?
It was so I'll get to that, right? So yeah, sorry, basically sorry. Those people that were crying, like for most of them that were coming out, you know, thought that, you know, their life was, you know, was almost over at the end, right? And they had to lock themselves in the store because that's the safest thing to do at that point because they couldn't exit out because the nearest exit to them is really far and the shooter could be anywhere at that point,
oh,
right?
Oh my God.
So they locked themselves in the store for a couple hours with all this like panic going on, emergency. And, you know, after a couple hours, they finally got out and I was just like, oh fuck. And then reality hit me. Like, after making all those stupid Instagram stories, like, fuck, I could have actually, like...
This could have been it.
I could have been it. Like, I didn't even think of it until the end. I was just like, ha, 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 like, you know, I guess this is just another random pulling fire alarm, you know, like some kid probably did it, like, pulled a fire alarm or something. And no, it was actually serious. And then later on, after the day ending, and the next day, like, some newsletter came out that it was an unfounded investigation, or AKA, I don't know, fake, like somebody prank called, something that's like that.
Fucked. If you are the asshole that would ever do that, that's fucking crazy.
That just made a whole lot of unnecessary like anxiety to a lot of people, and just triggered a lot of
super unnecessary
bad shit for a lot of people.
A llama, candle, we made 21.
21.
But like, dude, holy
but
fuck.
That was an insane thing.
That's a canon event.
That is a canon event in life. Yeah.
For a lot of people, because that's like the moment you hear there's a shooter in your vicinity, in a place.
Yeah.
Everything kicks in of like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, this is where I die. I have a death story to tell as well. But I almost
this
drowned.
This episode is just super serious now.
Super serious. You see what happens when we don't have
Rabab? Exactly.
We just talk about, Rabab, we just get
this
sad.
This is on you. This is on you, Rabab.
We're just sad boys. In the after hours, we're just sad boys just talking. But I'll get into this. We'll get into what we did a few days ago. Film after.
Of course.
But anyways, holy death is crazy. I went on, we did a canoe trip across a big-ass lake. It's a two-day canoe trip. You canoe half of the lake, sleep in the middle, get your camping stuff out, sleep in the middle, da-da-da, get packed up again, and then canoe the rest of the lake, and then drive. A school bus actually picked us up, thank God.
Yeah.
I was in high school, by the way. I was in high school, and on this canoe trip, the people in the class, there's two guys in the class, me and my other friend. Mm-hmm. We'll call him what should we call him?
Schmuck.
Whoa. Sorry, Schmuck. It's out there. Anyways, me and Schmuck. Me and Schmuck were this sounds fucked up actually. I actually don't mean disrespect. If you're the guy that actually is watching,
let's
this
just
story,
make him Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Me and Ryan and I were like the class clowns of the class, at least of our class, that specific class. We're just always making jokes, like something would happen, like the whatever, like the classic class clown. So we were the funny kids of the group, and we went on this canoe trip, and we started our canoe off early, like 4 or 5 in the morning on this one day. Everyone's getting suited up. We're wearing wetsuits. We're wearing our life vests. And, it's a whole thing. There's 8, 9, maybe 10 canoes.
Yeah.
2 people a canoe. And we've spent like a month training for this, kind of doing canoe safety. I have my canoe certification safety, by the way.
Yeah.
And I know what to do still. I remember everything.
It's safe to
canoe I might not be fit enough to do what I used to be able to do. But I can tell guys like him to do it, I can't do it physically, I'm lacking. But
can you do those things where you can what do you call it, when you capsize, you can uncapsize yourself?
That's, you can do that with a kayak.
Oh,
kayaks, because it's just you in a kayak.
Oh, okay.
You can do that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A canoe
yeah.
is like
a canoe open, is like different
an open,
yeah, yeah,
open boat.
Makes sense
open slim boat. But yeah, we did a whole training for it for the past month.
Yeah.
We spent even just one day of capsizing so we could do canoe safety training of being able to save and rescue someone.
Right.
Which involves a canoe going parallel, like a T, a capital letter T.
Mm-hmm.
The safety canoe, the one that's coming to rescue you, has to be flat like this, the top of the capital letter T. I don't want to stumble on my words. I'm trying to get this correct. And then the capsized canoe has to be straight. Parallel to it, straight.
To it. Okay.
Wait, parallel is the wrong word, but straight, perpendicular to the, yeah.
Oh, math.
Hey, yo!
Math, English.
21. big shout out to 2007.
Geometry. No, I don't know.
Algebra. School. Room. We just name stuff. Alpaca. No, anyways. They have to be a certain way. Yeah. So because when you lift something like that with an open space, there's kind of this weird suction vacuum that's inside, an air bubble that's inside the canoe.
Yeah.
So when it's upside down, it's hard to lift up. You can't lift it up.
Oh.
Because it's a vacuum. It's a suction. It's like when you use a plunger.
Yeah.
You take a plunger and you smash it on the ground.
And you can't.
It's hard to lift up because there's that air bubble and there's just suction all around it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a capsized canoe.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get the perpendicular canoe and get 2 people in that canoe and lift it up to release and get the air in there.
Okay.
And put it on their canoe, and then they can flip it over.
Okay. So when you're in a
when you're in
lift it over to your canoe.
Over the canoe and then flip it over. And then they have to hold down on it. So the people in the water can get into it.
Okay.
Which is also funny, because if you didn't have any upper body strength, I did back then, Probably not anymore. I have lesser upper body strength and more lower body weight. So I'm probably going to die if this ever happens again.
Lower body.
But, I'm sorry. Okay.
It's super true for me, too.
Life sucks. No, I'm just joking. So you have to just lift yourself into the canoe and get yourself. And you want the other person to be on the other side of the canoe so you can balance it out if you both go in.
Yeah.
And you can get back into the canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Safe. Right. You're safe. Canoe's back up.
Yeah.
You have your paddles. You'll have like stuff in your canoe too, right? Your paddles, your water, whatever. And we trained like this for a month. And when we were at the, we were on this canoe trip. We got to the midway. So we're sleeping there for tonight. We set up our camping stuff. It's such a vibe. Everyone's got their sleeping bags. We're all in the bushes. Because when you got to your spot, it was a big open area.
Okay.
Very windy. You want to set up your camping stuff just in the trees to just avoid wind.
Mm-hmm.
Feels kind of warmer, just better, you know?
Right.
To go further back into the trees is where there was a fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a fire pit. We spent the whole night, like the whole class, teachers and everything, just talking about like every just life and oh, this is so cool. It's such a vibe. And everyone's just here. Everyone's making tea, caffeine free.
Okay.
We had to go to sleep. Just like making tea. Everything's just warm. People are hanging around. We're making s'mores.
Mm.
It's a whole just like camping
experience.
Fire pit with your class that you've been with all year. Like, hey, much love to my outdoor skills class. I'll say this, outdoor skills. Beauty of a class. All the people that I have had in this class, beautiful people, and they're doing wonderful things now.
Is that where you learn how to break a tree?
No, that's just native. That's just you? Bro. That's just native, bro. You come out the womb and they hand you a branch, and they're like, the first thing you do as a kid when your neighbor is just.
He
like,
gets to live?
Yeah. No. Okay, whoa. I was going to say, like, if you don't break the tree, they shave your head. If you break the tree, you can keep your long hair. But, damn.
Sorry,
I hope you have ghosts. No, I'm just joking.
Just death all around us.
Yeah, death, man. It's crazy.
No, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Don't come on us, please.
Yeah. Please.
Not right now.
Don't come on us.
Not right now.
But anyway, sorry. Okay, yeah, we had this was a wholesome canoe trip. Now it's like, ghost, please don't come on us. What the fuck? Okay. But we had a fire. The fire, like, it's just such a nice environment.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we brought along these huge. I can't remember the measurement for it, but they're big water jugs.
Okay,
and you have to fill them up, and they're heavy. They're really heavy when. You fill them up.
Yeah.
So we brought two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's someone's job to go out, to get into the canoe and to go out a distance and grab. It's like distance wise, it's like Metro Town to that Tim Hortons.
Oh,
like
okay.
Metro Town station.
I know what you're talking about.
The train station
to
a Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm.
It's like distance. I can't give any other references, so if you don't know what
good
that
luck.
Is, good luck. But it's like kind of that distance. Like you have to get in a canoe, go out that distance, and then bring up water so we can boil it, so we can have it.
It's a good brisk walk, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not a walk. It's a canoe.
It's a canoe.
It's a canoe journey. We're not going out to walk.
Makes sense.
I'm talking like shoreline.
Yeah.
Out.
Right.
Into a lake.
Mm.
Where depths, we don't know how far it goes deep. Anyways, we go out, you're going out this distance and you have to collect your water just because at the shoreline, that's where all the waves are hitting. So all the dirt and muck is just getting mushed around pretty much.
Like, yeah.
You don't want to drink just fucking dirty ass water just full of sediments, rocks and shit. We want this clear water and like we pick it up so we can boil that and then use that for... Anyways,
yeah.
We get there. It's late at night. It's like 9 p.m. at night.
Okay.
I want to say it's 8:45 at night because when it happened, it was still like, you know, that midnight blue kind of... It's not dark, but it's not... Like it's like the
dawn?
Sun is... You could still see clouds mm-hmm. and mountains,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't dark. Yeah. Dark.
Right.
We fill up these two jugs, me and Schmuck. Or Ryan, sorry.
Ryan.
Me and Ryan fill up these two jugs. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when you fill up these jugs, they're really heavy. So when he tried to lift it back into canoe, he couldn't do it.
Okay.
And I'm at the back. I'm at the steer. Wait, is steer at the front or back? Steer? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I was...
at the back of the canoe.
When you're at the back of the canoe, you're actually steering. Like, you're kind of controlling where we go.
Right.
He can't lift it back into the canoe. Mm-hmm. So he tries once, and the canoe is like going back and forth.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, shit. And I remember just sitting, because he's in front of me, and I'm sitting there, like waiting for him to get it into the canoe. Right. And he tries again, and it doesn't go. But we're still afloat.
Okay, good.
And he tries a last time to do it and gets it in.
Oh.
And it went this one way, and then it went the other way. And I remember just I remember going kind of left. Just sideways left.
Okay.
And water just started to flow into the canoe. And I was like, oh, this is happening. it's nighttime. It's dark out now. Like, it was a matter of when we started to go out in the canoe.
Yeah.
It was kind of, you could still see sky. Like, it was nice and dark, 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 dark blue.
Of course.
By the time we started to like fill up our water jugs, it was dark.
Dark.
And I was like, oh, this is happening. And I was just going in and all. Hey, this is another stupid thing you ever, never, ever, ever do. We couldn't find...
flares or anything like that.
We couldn't find... I don't know if... No, we had life jackets.
Okay.
For a second, I was like, did we or didn't we? But we had life jackets. Did we? I don't know. Actually, I can't remember. But I remember... because I remember sinking a lot. Just sinking, like I couldn't... I had to physically...
I had to physically
keep myself up. Maybe I did have a life jacket. Maybe that was just panic. But anyways, regardless, we're in the water now. And it's pitch dark. And guess what? The fire pit is in the back of the forest. No one sees this. No one saw what happened. No one's around. We can't even scream loud enough for anyone to come.
Yeah.
Like they're screaming. No, it's not like that.
They're
far back.
Right.
We're far out in the water.
Shit.
And it's pitch black. Cut that. Schmuck Ryan had his headlamp on, and so he just flicked it on, and we just looked around, but it's just dark.
Right.
The headlamp only goes so far, so you just see light but nothing. Like,
that's
just water.
So eerie, dude.
So just water all around you.
Yeah.
And I grab, and once the thing flips over, two water jugs fall out full of water. All we had four other paddles that were in there.
Okay.
On top of the ones that we were using.
Okay.
It's all sinking, right? We're losing stuff. Oh. So I remember like grabbing a bunch of paddles. I grabbed one with my feet. I just held it like this. And I just kept like going up and down with my feet, holding a paddle until I could grab it. And we're just holding on to this canoe that's capsized. And we're just in the water. It's cold as shit. Middle, like nighttime, 10 o'clock, night, 9 o'clock, whatever, nighttime.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, if this, we don't figure this out. And what's the one thing they do when you say, if you're in the water and you can't get to the shore, don't swim. You're not supposed to swim because you'll lose energy. A lot of people drown because they try to swim and they lose energy and
they drown. Fight against the current, basically. And the current always wins.
Somewhat like that. And like a lot of, like, you're just wasting energy to be able to float there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get exhausted and you drown.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just like seeing the we could see, like, we knew where the shore was.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, we have to like
swim.
Now we have to swim. Luckily, another good fucking buddy of mine was running from the campfire to the tent that we all share. Like, we shared, actually, our group. Okay. And he was just going to grab stuff. And we were like, hey, yo!
21!
21! And we saw him because he had a headlamp on and he's running through, right? And we're like, hey! Like, we're making jokes. And me and Ryan
Grace,
were the ones that were fucking dumbass, loud-ass kids. Just being funny, like, making jokes. Like, avoiding the fact that we could have died. Like, we were definitely like, hey, if nobody came, we would have died.
fuck.
Which is fucked. This is not a great situation to be in.
It's not a still water, is it?
No. It's just like wave. It's not crazy waves, but it's just wave. It's back and forth waves where you're just sitting there and you're just going back and forth. And like, I remember just like, I was like, oh, this, I was like, I remember just looking up and seeing dark and looking around. I was like, oh, this could be death. I was like, this could be my last like time. Damn. Here. I was like, I remember just laughing. I think that's what I always do with when I'm confronted with these things. But it's just, I remember just like laughing and started to make jokes. And like, I started doing stand up on the set. And I was like, what's the deal with water? Like, what's the deal with canoes? But yeah, we started making jokes. And the guy on the shore, my friend, heard us.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he ran back to the campfire to tell everybody.
Mm.
But he couldn't contain himself on how funny it was that we two,
he said it was funny.
That we both were the ones that fell.
Uh-huh.
That he came back to camp laughing and be like, ha ha, like they fell. Ha. Like, and so nobody took it seriously. And he couldn't, he was like trying to regain his like himself finally spit it out. Like, oh, like Cameron and Ryan fell in the water in the canoe. Like it fell over. It's capsized.
Shit.
And they're like, oh shit. So everyone so jumped.
This is serious.
Yeah, okay, everyone jumped. Yeah. He's like, oh, death is crazy, right? By the way, they're about to. They're about to embark on this death journey. I know. So they come, and once we spent the last month training for it.
Damn.
And my friends, I know who you guys are. I won't say your names, but. Mm-hmm. They came in, they saved us. They pulled up in the boat with the T method.
Hey, yeah.
Lifted up the boat, flipped us over.
Oh, you can also do it in a canoe. With a canoe. You can also do the T thing.
You have to do it in a canoe.
So you were in a canoe, right?
Ours flipped over.
Right. And then.
And their canoe has to go sideways to the point of the long canoe.
Like okay, T. Makes sense. Yes, yes.
And
yes,
then
yes.
They use their, like, they're in the canoe and they have to lift it up. Onto their and canoe.
You know, into flip it over. Yes.
Caught
makes
up?
Sense now. Makes sense now. I thought it was just only for kayaks. Or are you guys canoeing? All of it is canoeing.
This whole story is canoe, bro. Okay. Oh, my God. See, Carl doesn't hear anything I say. I think when I talk to him, he just hears Sims characters.
Goldfish memory, guys. I'm sorry.
21. No, no. 21 minutes of fucking memory for this. But anyways, they save us and like they did the training and they saved us. And then the whole gang, the whole class kind of like rooted together and like they were boiling water and then putting it in these like really nice water bottles that wouldn't like fucking warp. Mm-hmm. If you don't put boiling water into cheaper water bottles, they will warp up and kind of melt the plastic.
Nah.
Anyways, they were putting it into their, mm-hmm. and we like, they were giving us clothes. We were changing into these clothes and they're giving us jackets. And they like put all these warm ass hot water bottles into our jackets. And we're just warming up and we just sat by the fire laughing. And like, I remember me and Ryan just kept making jokes, schmuck. And just kept making jokes about it. And they're like, oh, if this had to, I remember someone said, they're like, if this had to happen to two people out of the class, I'm glad it was you guys. And I was like, okay. Oh, but it wasn't like a disrespectful. Like, it was like, oh, like you made it so lighthearted.
Yeah.
Than what it could have been a serious, like.
Yeah. Like we kinda, were out there in the water just, doing stand-up.
I pretty much was. Like, canoes are crazy, right? Canoes are wild. But yeah, no, that was my brush with like death, I guess. Water and death. Dude, everything was just dark. You couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
It was, that was fucked up. And hey, another thing, the guy, our buddy that ran on the beach that saw us,
mm-hmm.
another thing that helped him see us was headlamp.
That's what.
If he didn't have that, we're just screaming in the dark and they're just trying to find where the fuck we are.
Right.
Crazy.
Damn, Ryan, shout out to you, bro.
crazy.
Cameron out here doing stand up on the water.
Yeah.
In the face of death.
His name's not Ryan. Yeah. Schmuck.
No, I'm joking.
I mean, he's probably not listening, but like, hey, yo, I remember what we went through. We almost died. Shit was crazy. Our whole class came together and saved us. fucking wild, dude.
It's like a story of a lifetime. You could put that in a book.
I still remember it very vividly. Everything, bro. I still remember that experience. And I remember going home and I couldn't comprehend, like, trying to tell my parents, like, right. Oh, I almost died. But it was so, I couldn't, like, put it into words.
Just straight up, like, hey, guys, I just almost died. Yeah, but I'm okay. Yeah, have a good night.
Yeah, what's for dinner? Like, you guys did the dishes, right? Thank God I don't have to do it. Can you imagine you, like, almost died and you have to come home and do chores? Bro.
That's just life, I think.
You just it is life, on. Right? Right?
You that just is move life. On from that shit.
You just have, you just, you have no choice.
Yeah, you have no
time
choice.
Time will keep going. Like, yeah. That's the thing. World still goes on. Yeah. People still wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jobs are still on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
Damn.
Anyways,
serious,
moving on.
Serious, very serious.
Very serious. Rabab!
Lovely stories. Rabab,
we miss you.
Rabab, 21.
We need you. Yeah. 21. 21 more episodes. The contract holds up. Please. No. But
honestly, I think this is why also I had phobias with swimming.
Yeah.
Because
below is just nothing.
I know. Yeah, it's below is just nothing. And even with instances like yours, because when you're just out there, you know, and barely even having any sign of just, you know, any help for you, if you're in deep shit.
If you're in deep shit, you're fucked.
That's hella scary for me. So that's why, I don't know, I probably, and also I think it contributed because, that contributed to it because my dad, you know, I love him, but he was such a dick. he threw me into, back in Philippines, he threw me into this big ass and deep ass water.
Yeah.
Big ass and deep ass water. And I was just there, like, before even that happening, I was just like, Dad, like, what are we doing here? And then it's like, oh, don't worry, Carl. And then he fucking just me tossed too. Me. He tossed me. And then I was like getting water everywhere. I was already in the water, panicking and like not even like knowing what to do. I wasn't like a baby where I had just naturally like floated, you know, like those baby videos in
those
the water.
Those are cute.
Those are hella cute.
They're super cute.
But I wasn't that graceful. I was just facing almost sort of like, oh my God, is this it for me too?
Like, dude, in the pool, like I labeled it the deep end.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want to go to the deep end. Yeah. Because you can stand on anything.
Yeah.
You just have to like flutter and kick.
Yeah.
And I just never did, like, growing up as a kid. And my fucking dad did the same thing. Again, he's like, he's got to learn somehow. And then just threw me in the deep end, bro.
That's such a dad thing to
that
do.
That is such a dad thing dad to do. Thing just be like, ah.
He's going to be fine. Figured out.
He did that and, like, cracked a beer. I was like, he started.
Flutter, Cameron. Flutter.
Like, good job. Started a campfire. Like, dude, like, no, like, but, like. It's kind of a survival thing. You just stay afloat.
You stay afloat.
You don't know what you're doing, but you're like, hey, yo, like, I'm awake. Like, I'm staying above this water right now.
Not today, God.
Not today. 21.
No, that's why I had probably just phobia. Psychologically, probably, like, I stayed away from deep ends.
Just issues with it?
Just, like, maybe dipping, like, feet.
That's good enough.
That's good enough for
sometimes
me.
Sometimes that is good enough.
Yeah, I'm just chill on, like, the shore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when I feel ballsy, I, you know, learn how to swim. And, actually, I learned how to swim as well, like, not too long ago. Like, a year ago.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. By a waterfall.
Yeah, by a waterfall.
Yeah, shit.
By a waterfall, that's... did we tell that story? Yes.
We already talked about story. It. But, hey, on top of that, dude, the other day, we just spent a night going around the city and filming stuff
guys
for the channel for the like
guys we're opening OnlyHands.
Yes,
it's finally happening.
Callback. I'm so proud of you. That was good.
That was good.
Yeah, we're opening OnlyHands. You know. Only, it's the hands of literally. Wait. Is it?
What?
It could be anyone's hands. Yeah. You never know. No, we're not actually. We're not actually.
In the basement, no, I'm joking.
Holy shit. Okay. When things get...
I think this is enough.
But yeah, no, that's fucking hilarious. No, we just went around the city and filmed stuff.
That was such a vibe.
Carl got to be the main character and act.
as I always am from in character. I'm joking.
Damn. Okay.
Yo, ego
21, come in. Teach him a lesson. Hey yo.
Hey yo, Casper, get in here.
But yeah, no, how does that feel? I got to see you try and act and everything.
Yeah, that was my, as you say, that was my acting debut. I feel like I sort of knew what I was doing. Maybe.
Okay. Right? Okay. That's where you want to start.
That was all me, guys. Joking. I'm joking. No,
oh my god.
It was just a really fun experience because like it was just super late at night. And even also it was surreal of an experience that nobody literally was around.
Yeah.
And we were just, it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Like filming and, you know, doing this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sorry. I was like, yeah. Yeah. Say more. Like, I don't know why I started. Like, if you go back, I just be like, wait, what? Yeah. Yeah. Like, anyway, sorry. No, it was just really.
It sounds like it's an evil plan that we
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
guys, there's a reason more. We don't have Batman here. And that's why we're thriving.
Exactly.
Anyways.
The whole video was just, even the whole time was just really super classy. And even though we were sort of like nearing to go to just, you know, call it a day, we just felt the need to do it because it was just, I don't know. We just needed to do something else besides podcasting.
I know, yeah. It's the glitterly way, yeah. You know?
It's the glitterly way.
Yeah. If there's anything like I want to get straight just for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Glitterly, I'm not going to talk about the plans we have for Glitterly or anything, mm-hmm. but even stuff that'll come in the future. We got to film just like a skit.
Yeah.
Just be it's dumb on camera, yes. And like just be stupid and just have fun.
Yeah.
I think filming is the best part of like doing all of this stuff. The editing, okay, it's fun. It's okay. But the filming is like.
Shout out to Cameron. He does all of that.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
And I'm going to try and, you know, get you on this shit too, you know.
Yeah.
But this whole thing is episode 5.
Episode 5.
You know, we come out weekly with these things. So we've already done 4 episodes. And if you think that's a month's worth
and 1 week.
A month's worth of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give him more stuff.
Yes.
More clips. More everything, just skits, so, dumbass video ideas.
Exactly. And even if also just the support, you know, if you love what we do, you know, please like, share, subscribe, follow, do all of that amazing things. We'd even also engage, you know.
Yeah, comment what was your, if you had a stuffed animal.
Yeah. Stuffed animal. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay.
Stuffed pet or like, wait, like a stuffy?
Yeah. Taxidermy?
No. Actually, what are taxidermies like? People do that for their favorite pets, right? Like, oh, your cat died. Let's get it taxidermy.
We're gonna taxidermy it. Actually, I think it's just skin. And that's stuffing inside.
That's wild, dude.
Right? Isn't that how it works?
Like, yeah, I know, but what are the qualifications to get that job? Like, what do you have to have? What do you have to have on your like resume that you're like, oh, this guy could. Like, what class do you have to take in college or university to get this type of job? This guy had biology. He's good to go. Like.
I don't know, serial killer.
Okay.
That's not a class, but
Jesus.
I just take it.
What, you're trying to teach it, bro? Like, is this your resume right now? You're trying to teach this class? Guys, I was the one that called Metro Town. Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Boom, boom, boom.
You were playing 21 Savage music in the back when you called? How much bombs you got? A lot. Okay. We're getting off the rails. Hey, Rabab.
Okay,
she'll Rabab, be back next episode. But hey, this is not going to happen that much. Mm. Rabab will be a part of this. She is a part of this. She's lives and breathes literally. And that's it. It's just been a busy week, hectic week. And we just, yeah. I mean, even now we're recording in unusual circumstances.
Yeah.
But we figured it out, and, you know, episode every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we're here. Yes,
exactly. Tuesday, stay tuned. We're going to be everywhere on your screens, hopefully.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is an honorable mention for Rabab.
Honorable mention for Rabab. We miss you.
Keep grinding out there, you know.
Yeah.
Study hard, work hard.
Follow the Spotify, follow the iTunes, subscribe to the YouTube.
Yeah.
And even Instagram and TikTok, our reels there. Our reels are going off, thank God. Not like going off, but thank they're getting views. It's kind of cool.
Thank you.
And
more than 20K now, I think. Yeah. 15K, something like that.
A number, whatever.
A number.
Who cares? But
we love it. However much the number is. We're just posting
clips to be funny.
Honestly, yes.
And I'm glad it's working out. But hey, that was literally episode 5. Coming from your boys, the boys cast.
The boys.
This is the boys cast. I'm Cameron Modest.
It's Carl Salas. We love you.
Yeah, we'll sign off.
Signing off.
Bye bye.
Toodaloo.